99.7 DJX. It's the unexplained. It's your ghost stories. Should we kick it off with Jessica?
I think we should. Would you like for me to read that?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on to your butts. Here we go. It's time to get scared. So she says, when my sister and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. Mm. We loved exploring all of its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard. But our favorite thing was the ghost.
Okay.
We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, my sister and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before.
Ooh.
Mother had left them there, worried that we'd get thirsty during the night.
Of course.
She just wanted to take care of us. Among the house's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room toward us.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room.
Okay.
We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us.
Mother the ghost, got it.
Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow.
Okay.
Okay, so here's where the hair will stand up on the back of your neck. She'd killed her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. And then she hanged herself.
Oh my gosh!
The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room with a woman's body hanging from a beam.
Oh.
Beneath her, knocked over, was that old wooden chair placed exactly in the center of the room.
Mother the ghost was not trying to quench your thirst.
No, she was not a nurturing, mothering ghost. Oh, nope, 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 nope. OMG. That is the most intense story I think I've ever heard on this show in all my years from a real life person. Like, this is crazy. Like, all of, there's an explanation for all of the things that she experienced.
Yeah.
Everything she experienced had a reason.
And it's dark.
And there it is. And it's terrifying.
This haunting music seems very appropriate, Dave, for your story.
So I was staying at home one day from college, and my niece, kept all of her toys up in my room. She was a little kid at the time, and she had one of those books that you play the piano along with the storyline.
Yeah.
And I was asleep one night, and I wake up to this little piano book just playing the same note over and over, like three times in a row. Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in bed. I'm thinking, this is not happening. I'm the only one here. So I raise up, and I say, can you please stop? And it stops. So I lay back down. I'm wondering what to do. So I did what any man would do, and I jumped up and ran downstairs and slept on the couch.
Did you find anything out? Did it happen ever again?
We had a couple of other things happen. Like, we had one of those little lamps. You know those copper lamps that have, like, the green lampshade that's made of glass?
Okay, yeah.
So we were all sitting downstairs one night, and all of a sudden the pull string just flips up and taps the glass and then swings back down. And everybody looks over, and the little pull string is not even moving. It just went up and tapped the glass and come back down.
That gave me chills, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you for the stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That's a big bucket of nope too.
We got an entire week of this, guys.
I love it.
It's Horror Week on 99.7. Your ghost stories. Man, there are some. Okay, real quick one. Natasha messages us. She says, so weird ghost story. When I was 7, I moved back to my hometown, and I met this little girl who I would play a lot with. Well, one day, when I was at school, we got her yearbook, and in the front was a memorial page for her.
No, sir!
It was the anniversary of her death. Found out she died 2 years before I moved back.
Oh my gosh, chills, 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 goosebumps.
Okay.
Okie dokes. That's fun. Can we share Tiana's?
Yeah.
She texted, said, I got a spooky story. I've lived in the same house for 15 years. I've always felt that there was some sort of presence in the house and have constantly seen moving shadows in my bedroom doorway. Mm. Well, one day, a few years back, decided to clean up the attic. So, you know, I moved all the boxes, got it all nice and clean and organized. Later that night, I heard movement coming from upstairs in the attic. Mm. It sounded like boxes were being moved. But the thing was, I was the only one there at the time.
Okay.
The very next day, I go upstairs in the attic. All of the boxes and everything were moved back to their prior spots before I moved them the day before.
Oh. Okay.
And a few months back, there was a shadow in my room. Both my cats quickly whipped their head to behind me and kept staring at this corner of my room. At this time, I had one of those ghost talking apps. I decided to open it to see if anything would pop up. The first two words that popped up was, behind you.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
Get out of here with that.
Nope.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Send for my stuff. I'm out.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That's crazy.
Ben is on the phone. And what happened to you?
Back in February, I was laying in bed. And normally this doesn't happen where I can't fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm the only one here in the house other than my cat.
Mm-hmm.
But clear as day, I heard, and my birthday is in February, by the way. I heard a voice, like, down the hall say, Benjamin, Mom wanted me to wish you a happy birthday.
Ooh.
It was clear as day. Like, the words were not mistaken at all. And I didn't know exactly what to make of it, and I couldn't even bring myself to look in that direction because of, Lord knows what I would have seen.
But, who do you think that could have been?
So I have an Aunt Mary who passed away in 2017 in a car accident. I believe that she was talking about her mother, which is my grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, at least that's a family member.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Comforting to say the least there.
Yeah.
A quick text from a listener, Kate, who says, we had a ghost in college in our apartment. It would always deadbolt our door.
Oh, wow.
It happened pretty often. So we got a ghost nightlight and put it in our bathroom and named it Sam. And just declared it a good ghost.
Oh, okay, it's fine, because we're just going to say it's a good ghost, not a bad ghost, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're going to say that this ghost is just fine, just like Jessica's ghost was just fine. You know, it was just trying to feed us drinks because we were thirsty, right?
Right.
This ghost is just trying to deadbolt us in here because it's worried that we'll hurt ourselves outside.
Exactly, it's just trying to keep all the bad people out.
All right. If you've got a story, we're going to be doing this all week. Message us or call 502-571-9970.